Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Rich Ervin of the 81st Legislative District in Huntington and parts of Center and Mifflin Counties. Representative Ervin, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of problems with the state budget this year, and I understand that there's also some issues with funding for the state universities like Penn State and Pitt. What's going on here, and how might it affect your area?
Pennsylvania's agricultural community and the state as a whole now face serious consequences as a result of lack of funding for Pennsylvania's major universities. Unfortunately, in a show of partisan support for Governor Wolf's proposed spending increases, House Democrats have refused to put up the necessary votes to assure the required two-thirds majority to send the funding to what are referred to as our state-related schools. In fact, on two occasions, Republican House members voted in favor of the bills, and House Democrats stood in opposition. These schools include Penn State, Temple, and Lincoln Universities, as well as the University of Pittsburgh and the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine. A direct byproduct of the lack of funding for Penn State is the uncertain status of the Penn State Cooperative Extension. As those in central Pennsylvania know, the Penn State Cooperative Extension essentially serves as a resource for Pennsylvania farmers who have an issue with crops or animals that require expert advice or assistance. The Penn State Cooperative Extension has been in existence for over 150 years and employs approximately 1,100 people statewide. If this service shuts down, many more Pennsylvanians will be impacted, including more than 100,000 people who volunteer with groups such as 4-H. It is well past time to put the partisan bickering and obstructionism aside and move to provide this funding to our state's largest and most important educational institutions. I hope to see action soon in Harrisburg to avert this crisis and ensure our agricultural community receives the help it needs to continue to be the state's largest production industry. Thank you.
Representative Ervin, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Rich Ervin.